Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And Week 6 of football is in the books. Time to get ready for Week 7. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 7, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, use promo code KSN when you sign up, and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. And Greg, we unfortunately need to start with the big news of the week. It came out late Monday night. We've been hearing the rumors for several days now, but late Monday night, Penn State announced that Journey Brown has a medical issue that may cause him to miss the entire season. First of all, forgetting football for a second, let's hope and pray that Journey Brown will be okay. His health is still more important than any of the football ramifications.
Yeah, there's no question about that, Jim. It was really disappointing to see the Lines 247 report, which, of course, Penn State confirmed that Journey Brown is dealing with some kind of undisclosed medical issue. And, I mean, Journey Brown was just available to the media, 3 weeks ago during the team's Media Days event. So that tells me that they just learned about this within the last 3 weeks, because there'd be really no reason to have him available if he was going to miss the whole season. That's kind of how they've always operated the James Franklin era. When a guy's out, he's out of everything, not just the game. So the fact that they had him available tells me that they just found this out recently. And it's obviously very disappointing because I think us and a lot of people who follow this program were eager to see how he could build on the Cotton Bowl and what he was going to look like in Kirk Straka's offense. But it at least at the start of this year, Jim, isn't meant to be, and we'll see if they get him back. But right now, the statement from Penn State, which, of course, the computer doesn't want to load here at the moment, but, you know, the statement from Penn State was, here we go. I'll have it for you just in a second, Jim. But it's being treated for a medical condition discovered during the offseason and will potentially miss the 2020 football season. So that's what we know at this point in time, and we'll see what more we can learn from here.
Right. You know, they said offseason, and I guess technically even today still considered the offseason. But you don't know if something was picked up earlier, but to get them to fully define it and make sure the issue is, I'm sure a lot of testing went on. And we're going to stay away from the medical issue. Neither of us is an expert in that area. So
you could argue I'm not an expert in anything, Jim. But certainly not medical issues.
We won't doubt your football and recruiting bona fides, Greg. But yeah, we'll leave the health questions to someone else. Maybe someone on our staff is smart. Hey, we've got Ross. He's an Ivy League guy. He probably knows everything about everything. So we'll talk to Ross about it. I do want to make note of something. Again, not to make light of this situation anyway, but one of the things that we did earlier this week with Dustin and we'll be doing with you later in the show is with the Indiana game coming up, we asked for predictions and I asked for a bold prediction. And we, of course, recorded with Dustin prior to this announcement. And Dustin predicted Journey Brown to have a 200-yard rushing game.
Yeah. Well, so, obviously that unfortunately won't be in the cards this week, but yeah, no, obviously you just hope the best for Journey Brown, like you said, Jim, and, you know, hope whatever issue he has can get resolved sooner rather than later. But, you know, we don't know specifics at this point in time, and I don't know if we will know specifics at any point in time. You know, James Franklin's going to talk a little bit later after we finish recording this show today, so maybe we'll find out more. But knowing the way that he tends to operate, I highly doubt that we'll learn a lot of specifics until a point in time where Journey Brown wants to reveal them. So, you know, we'll see. Obviously, they have left the door open for him to maybe play this fall. But at the same time, if they felt compelled enough to confirm about 6 days before the season that Kate was going to be out for an extended period of time, I just don't think that says a great amount about how confident they are getting him back.
Well, let's talk about the football ramifications of this. When Micah Parsons opted out, we said that at least it was at a position of strength. There was a lot of depth behind Micah. No one else is going to be Micah, but it was a position at linebacker where there was a lot of depth. Can we say the same thing here at running back?
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, you look at what they have at that position, Jim, and it starts with Noah Cain. And assuming he can stay healthy this year, let's not forget that he would have been the guy who probably was RB1, if not for Journey Brown's big explosion down the stretch. It coincided with Noah Cain being hurt. So obviously, I think that's where you start. But, you know, Jaylon Slater, and I was looking for the quote this morning. I wasn't able to find it in any quick amount of time. And then I spilled coffee on myself. That was a whole different problem. Anyway, it is game week yet again, Jim. We're back at it. But, you know, I was looking for that quote where Jaylon Slater just raved about Devin Ford. And, you know, obviously this is a crowded running back room, but I believe he said don't sleep on Devin Ford. And so they feel really good and have for months about what they're going to get out of him during his second year on campus. So, you know, Jaylon Slater said in April that Noah Cain, Journey Brown, Devin Ford, he viewed them all as three guys as starters. And so it hurts you to lose Journey Brown. There's just simply no question. I mean, he's a guy who obviously could run and be very productive when he had the ball in his hands. But until they get him back, or if they don't get him back, it's going to be the Noah Cain show, and that's where Penn State will have to focus, and I think we'll see some of the new guys too, because Kaziah Holmes and Kevon Lee as well.
And I said this about Micah Parsons. He had the game of his life in that Cotton Bowl, and that's our lasting image of Micah. Obviously, just a phenomenal talent, but if the expectation was we were going to see the Cotton Bowl-type game every game this season, that's probably expecting too much of them. And I could say the same thing about Journey Brown. You know, he was so good in that Cotton Bowl. To set the expectation level that high for them would have probably been unfair. With that said, he obviously is a tremendous talent, and him not being there is not a good thing for this Penn State football team. But looking at some of the talent behind, like you pointed out, Noah Cain was the guy until I believe it was a sprained ankle that caused Journey Brown to take over as the number one guy. Many of us have been huge fans of Devin Ford since watching his high school tape and think he probably becomes a great complement to Noah Cain based on their styles also. Right, Greg?
Yeah, I think you make a good point there, Jim. I mean, obviously, it would have been fun to watch Journey Brown compliment Noah Cain and Devin Ford like we had seen a couple of times last year. And maybe we still get that chance. Who knows, Jim? Obviously, we're just learning about this, so we're going to find out more in the days to come. And we'll find out, you know, as a part of that, whether or not the idea that he will potentially miss the 2020 football season, what does that mean? He will miss the whole football season, or will he miss some of the football season, or what, you know, what does that mean? So again, we're going to find out more at some point here, be it from James Franklin, be it from Journey Brown, be it from one of their teammates or coaches. So we'll know more, like I said, in the days to come, but definitely a disappointment. But I do think that, you know, I want to make sure I phrase this the right way, but, you know, across the board, Penn State has some depth issues. There's no question. And I want to be, again, clear that obviously we hope Journey Brown will have a quick recovery and get over whatever issues he's dealing with. But if you were going to have a surprise injury pop up, running back is one of the positions where, you know, you can accept that blow or absorb that blow because you've recruited it so well. So, I mean, they have five guys there who they think they felt comfortable that, you know, could see time, and certainly two or three that they felt like they could start and play a majority of the game if they needed to. So now they're down to two in that category. Then the two freshmen, you know, could probably work their way in as well. So I think they'll be okay for whatever amount of time Journey Brown has to miss, but certainly not the not the way we expected to be leading off the first game week show of 2020, Jim. And I'm sure Penn State wasn't planning on having to deal with this heading into Indiana weekend after all the sacrifices these guys made and his team has made to get to this point. I'm sure it's disappointing to now learn and acknowledge that one of their better and maybe one of their best players on offense is going to be out. But, you know, they do have the ability to absorb this loss for whatever amount of time it is. And, you know, I think they'll be okay at that spot until he's back.
Interestingly enough, and perhaps not a coincidence, just last week, Penn State released a video of Keziah Holmes, the freshman, who happens to be wearing the number 26, the first one since Saquon Barkley to wear that number. And if you hadn't seen it yet, you could go to our Twitter page. I retweeted it just this morning because I thought it was relevant, where it shows him hurdling a defender and making a couple other moves that were just incredible. Might this be a case where Keziah Holmes is making his case to see some playing time or plenty of playing time?
Sure. I think it's very possible, Jim. I think he's a guy who obviously has obviously been impressive during his short amount of time on campus. And, you know, those videos they showed were just out of this world. I mean, that's like watching Saquon all over again. And in fact, when they, I think, showed some of the Saquon clips in that video, you know, you almost would forget who was who there for a second. So yeah, very impressive what they've been able to do, you know, with Keziah Holmes in this short amount of time. And I think they like Kevon Lee, and I think that those two guys are going to be a part of this offense this year. And, you know, the fact that everyone gets an extra game of eligibility, or extra year of eligibility rather, means that the four game rule may not apply, but you're only going to play guys who have earned the playing time and deserve the playing time. And I think those two guys might be in that box.
Again, hate to see Journey Brown out, but there are a lot of players who are ready to step up. All right, that's it for quarter number one. I want to remind everyone, today we will not be doing Ask Greg. It will be back next week. We just had so many other things to get to. Please send in your Ask Greg questions. You could find the Ask Greg button on the app or send an email to info@ksnsports.net. That's it for quarter number one. Stick around. Quarter number two is coming up.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all the football action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.